What we know about student loan forgiveness. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. We are expecting news today from the White House, which could affect tens of millions of Americans with federal student loans. President Biden will reportedly announce a plan to forgive up to $10,000 of debt, fulfilling, at least in part, the promise the president campaigned on. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
President Biden has faced pressure to make good on his campaign promise to forgive up to $10,000 in student loan debt. The plan, taking shape over the last few days, will apparently include an income limit. Only borrowers who make less than $125,000 a year are expected to be eligible. Not a lot of other details, though, amid reports that aides were still hammering out the final contours. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reportedly spoke with the president by phone yesterday and urged him to forgive as much student debt as possible. According to the Federal Reserve, most borrowers owe less than $25,000 on their loans. The Fed says a disproportionate number of those who are struggling to repay are Black and Latinx borrowers. Whatever debt forgiveness plan the president does reveal may not be implemented right away, as it is likely to face legal challenges. Biden is also expected to again extend the student debt repayment moratorium, which has deferred repayment without accumulating interest since March of 2020. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
One of the places where inflation has been especially painful has been in housing. Home prices are up double digits from last year. The District of Columbia, like other cities, has responded by doubling the amount of down payment assistance available for low and middle income households. Applicants could be eligible for up to $202,000 in low interest loans. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more on how it works.
DC's Home Purchase Assistance Program is one of several similar existing or proposed initiatives around the country. Peter Hepburn of Rutgers says they can help buyers just on the cusp of affording a new house.
Where I think that's going to have the most benefit is going to be for Black and Latino families who don't necessarily have that sort of inherited wealth that is more common in white families.
Critics say down payment assistance programs increase demand for homes, pushing prices higher than they already are. Hepburn isn't convinced of that, given that just a few hundred families in D.C. have taken part over the last 7 years. Housing Wire's Logan Motoshami says this kind of aid doesn't address a structural issue with the housing market.
This is just really a band-aid to a bigger problem that certain cities never built enough housing.
D.C. is doubling down on the program while expanding another for homeowners who need help keeping up with their mortgages. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
Speaking of the housing market, new home sales fell nearly 13% in July. They're down a whopping 30% from a year ago. This is according to the Census Bureau and Department of Housing. The reason is rising mortgage rates. As the Fed raises rates to fight inflation, that is affecting interest rates on home loans and cooling the housing market. All right, let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down 0.4%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down less than 0.1%, with the Dow future down 12 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 3.049%. Every August, the center of the financial world moves to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, for the Federal Reserve's Jackson Hole Economic Symposium. There you will find central bankers from across the world, economists, professors, investors. They all talk. They go over the latest economic research. They give speeches. It starts tomorrow, and it is hosted by the Kansas City Regional Fed Bank. But how did this conference, so far from Washington and from Wall Street, get to be such a big deal? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has that.
It's 1982, and the Kansas City Fed is planning its annual conference. It's already held a few small economic confabs on agriculture, gripping discussions if you're an agricultural economist, but kind of a yawn for the rest of us. In 1982, the organizers wanted to go big, talk about something other than farming. But they needed a marquee name. And who better than Fed Chair Paul Volcker? But how to lure him in? Promise him fishing. fly fishing. One of the best fly fishing spots in their region was Jackson Hole. Former Kansas City Fed President Thomas Honig says Volker took the bait. He was there, waiters and all.
The first night of the opening dinner, he and another person who was fishing with him came to the dinner a little bit late, and they were late enough that they couldn't change their clothes. So they were still in their fishing gear.
Honig says that actually charmed the academics and Fed officials who were there. But when they got down to business, some economists ripped into Volker, criticizing him for driving interest rates into the double digits. Still, Volker returned for later conferences, creating a tradition that later Fed chairs still follow. If they don't like to fish, there's always the Friday night barbecue, where economists don cowboy hats. Honig says one year they had a roping contest.
People learned that it's harder to rope than you think.
During the day, academic papers are debated. Former Fed Vice Chair Alan Blinder, who figures he's been to more than 30 Jackson Hole symposiums, says the goal is an unscripted, informal exchange of ideas.
They're in a relaxed atmosphere. The chairman is giving a speech. Others are around, maybe asking questions, mixing with the academics, mixing with central bankers from other nations.
Economic historian Gary Richardson of UC Irvine says Jackson Hole can also be a window on the future. The 2005 conference focused on outgoing Fed Chair Alan Greenspan's legacy, with an early warning that years of low interest rates were creating a housing bubble.
Because 2005 is really very close to the peak of the boom, and people are saying, well, there could be this dark cloud looming on the horizon.
In 2007, Jackson Hole organizers decided the topic would be housing. Some economists complained that would be boring until it became clear the housing bubble was about to burst. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.